There's a quote that states, "You carry so much love in your heart, give some to yourself." Today's topic, Be a Nice Human, Part 1. Be kind to yourself on today's episode of Real Life Talks with Brandon. Hey guys, welcome back to Real Life Talks with Brandon. I'm your boy Brandon. It's so good to see you all again this week for another awesome, exciting adventure. If you're just joining us for the first time, I think you picked an awesome week to join us because we are starting a two-part series today on a topic called Be a Nice Human. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't done so already, if you're just happening to find this channel by chance, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Real Life Talks with Brandon, where we announce when we're doing new episodes. Like last week when I didn't do one because life was a little crazy, but decided to come back this week with a two-parter. And then next week, we'll be right back on schedule with part two. But exciting content there as well. Try to start some discussions there if we can. Also, if you want to leave us a question, we'd love to read them on air. Any feedback, anything fun like that, you can always do that either on our Facebook page, Real Life Talks with Brandon. Couldn't think of my channel for a second. And then, of course, email us at kid.beege, that's kid.beege at gmail.com. We'd love to answer your questions live on air. You can leave us your name or you can be anonymous. But I want to kind of just dive right on into it today because, like I said, we're in a two-part series. Today is part one of Be a Nice Human. And I believe that to be a nice human, it takes two steps. And step one is today. It's a very interesting step. But I believe if you're going to be a nice human, where else but start with yourself? And that's why the subtitle of this part one of Be a Nice Human is going to be kind to yourself, because it is very important, especially this day and age, that if we're going to love anybody hard, we need to love ourselves hard. If you like to watch the show, RuPaul's Drag Race, you always know at the end of RuPaul's Drag Race, RuPaul always says, if you can't love yourself, then how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? So you definitely need to love yourself. It's very important to love yourself because we always hear, a lot of times we hear that we are our toughest critics. There's a lot of times where we judge ourselves so harshly on little things, big things. A lot of times, that's why they always say, you know, if you ever do anything social media wise, like on YouTube, Facebook, anything like that, that leaves lots of comments, they always say never read your own comments, because some people, you know, they got good comments. There's tasteful feedback, but then there's just some things that just, you know, they just really dig into your soul, and then when you read it, it gets to you, and you start to overthink everything you did, whether it was in that moment, or it just in your work in general. I'm very guilty of that, by the way. I am a very critical person of myself. I am the person that can hang out with a whole bunch of people and have a great time, and then afterwards go back home and ask myself, was I the fool? Was I the ninny? Did I act too crazy or stuff like that? And then apparently I'm the life of the party. So that's the thing. I am the one person that I think I'm the most critical of myself, because I will not leave home unless everything is 100%. Do I have my hat? Do I have my clothes on right? I will change my outfit at least 7 times to make sure that I am where I need to be, looking presentable, looking right. So we are our toughest critics. And at the end of the day, you have to ask, why? Why is it that we are so hard on ourselves? Why do we put ourselves through this torture? Could it be that we have high expectations? Could it be that we have such high expectations of ourselves that we don't want to falter? We don't want to lose sight of everything that we work for and that we gain for. And I get that. I get that we want to be 100%, 100% of the time. And I get that we want to be the best that we can be. But at the end of the day, there's some things that we cannot achieve 100%. And it's not any fault of our own, but because there's circumstances that get in the way. And when that happens, we feel like we're the failure, that we messed up, that it was our fault. And it's like, no, it's not your fault. There are circumstances that got in the way that caused hiccups, that caused, we talked about that. That was a couple weeks ago. We talked about that, about how, you know, there's accidents that happen sometimes, and it's not any of our own fault. It's just accidents that happen because of circumstances that we are given, and we can't beat ourselves up about that. We have to show ourselves grace. We have to show ourselves the ability to move forward and move on from these moments that are not any faults of our own, to pick up the pieces and keep moving forward. So, step one to being a nice human is to be kind to yourself. Looks, fashion, I think, like I said earlier, that, you know, I make sure I look presentable before I leave the house. As all should all people do, but there are times when we just look in the mirror and we just go, oh, look at the bags under my eyes. Oh God, is that a gray hair? Oh, is my teeth looking good? What is it? I got hair here and there. I need a shave or a wax. And we just start going through this torture process of looking in the mirror. And I don't think there's ever been a time where we look in the mirror and we just stop and go, dang, that's a good looking person right there. And I'm not saying that to be a cocky person. I'm not saying that because, you know, we got to, you know, be this tip top, like, yeah, I got it going on. But you can do that without being a cocky person. You can do that. It's important to look at yourself in the mirror and go, you know what? You're a beautiful human being. You're a great looking person. Not just because you feel like you got to be cocky about it, but because you need to lift yourself up sometimes. It's okay to give yourself a pat in the back. It's okay to give yourself that acknowledgement. You know what? I do look good today. I've been learning to do that recently, where I look in the mirror, especially after I get a haircut, or, you know, just be like, Dan, you know what? Okay. I do look good. Instead of trying to find all these different things to nitpick, the hair is not right, the face is not right, the eyes, the skin, the hair, just instead of finding ways to nitpick yourself, find ways to uplift yourself. That's what it's like to be kind to yourself. Uplift yourself. Stop trying to find everything that's wrong with you. Stop trying to find the negative points. Stop trying to find out the flaws. You're not meant to look for those, especially when it comes to yourself. You're not meant to look at all the flaws. Yes, I get it. There are things behavioral-wise maybe that we could work on. Maybe there are things as a person that we can work on that are flawed. But if there is no reason to look for the flaws, why do it? Why look for the negativity? Pick out the good things. Pick out the things that are best about you. Pick out your best abilities, your looks, everything. Pick out the best abilities of you. I'm going to go a mile a minute today because there's so much I want to talk about this. And I know we got to break this up into two parts. But I just want to speak to you today and tell you that there is nothing wrong with picking the good stuffs. The good things about you. I want to give you some facts. And I want you to hold these facts in your mind for a second, because there's something I want to share with you. So here are some facts I want you to know about our body. 75% of our brain is water, okay? Bones contain about 22% of water. Muscles are about 75% of water. And blood, which needs the most, you know, it's the most vital liquid, it's over 90% water. Do you see the theme here? It's water, okay? Brain, bones, muscles, blood, it's all containing water. That's why I always say drink about 8 glasses of water, because most of your body is made up of water, okay? Now, with that in mind, I want you to hold this in, because I want to tell you a story here real quick about a Japanese author by the name of Masaru Emoto, okay? Masaru Emoto. Masaru did an experiment. He took some water, some tap water, took it, put it in a vial, And then he subjected the water to multiple things. So, for starters, he subjected it to things that were good. So, he subjected it to kind words, like, I love you. You're awesome. I cherish you. You're an amazing person. All these good things. And he even played classical music for the water. Now, before he did all that, he took the water under a microscope and looked at it, okay? Just looked at the water. It just seemed absolutely fine and things like that. And that's how it's supposed to look. Then he subjected it to the nice things, the I love you, the classical music, things that were positive, things that were good. And then he froze the water. And then when he looked at the water after freezing it, it started to form these beautiful snowflake-like crystals. These hexagonal crystals started to form these beautiful shapes in this water. Okay? Now, he did the experiment again. Took some water, looked at it before, looked normal. And then he subjected it to hate. I hate you. You're a fool. You're no good. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're not going to amount to anything. He subjected all of these, and he started playing this harsh music. I think he said heavy, for all my heavy metal fans, I'm sorry, but he subjected it to heavy metal music, and it was just giving it all these horrible things, and you're stupid, you're dumb, and then he froze that water, and then when he froze the water and put it under the microscope, you wouldn't believe what happened. The water then formed all these broken patterns, all these asymmetrical, disharmonious forms. The water was broken up. It didn't look anything like the beautiful crystals that came from the water that said, I love you, you're beautiful, you're kind. It formed in horrible ways. After hearing all the bad things, like, I hate you, you're dumb, you're... Go back to our facts. Our brain, 75% water. Our bones, 22% water. Muscles, 75% water. Blood, 90%. Do you get what I'm saying to you today? That your body is made up of so much water that if you can understand the fact that water retains this kind of stuff, that if it can form crystals, depending on what it's subjected to, if it's subjected to beautiful things, it's subjected to bad things, if you could take that moment, can you answer this question today? What does your water look like? What does your water and your body look like? What have you subjected the water in your body to? If we were to take a microscope and look at the water, are we about to freeze it and see beautiful crystals? Or are we going to look at it and are we going to see disharmonious formations? How have you treated yourself? At the end of the day, do you look at yourself and say, I'm amazing. I'm awesome. I am beautiful. I can do this. I do have this. Or have you been staring at the mirror all this time and saying, I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I'll never amount to anything. I'll never make it. It's so weird. Can I just step outside of the podcast for a moment? It's so weird that while I'm recording this, I'm looking at the audio wave files. And as I'm looking at it, when I said all the nice stuff, you see the waves are much bigger than when I said the bad stuff. They're almost like little small stab marks, like little, like it hurts, like it's stabbing. And I feel like it's doing the same thing to us when we say these bad, hurtful things. It's time to stop. If you're going to be a nice human, it has to start at home. It has to start with you. The change has to happen with you, that at this point going forward, you can no longer start saying bad things about yourself and being negative about yourself. To be a nice human is to be kind to yourself. To be a nice human is to be nice to you. So whoever's hearing this today, let me be the first person to say, you are not the ugly things you have said about. Let me go even further. Let me break some curses right here. You are not as bad or as ugly or as whatever negative anybody has said about you. You are not. You are an awesome person. You're an amazing person. You can do this. You've got this. You've been doing it all this time. You can still do it. You can still make it. You can still push forward. Don't give up. Believe in yourself. You're an amazing, beautiful human being. That's what it takes to be a nice human. To remember that you yourself are a nice human. So stop digging at yourself. Think about the water crystal that's in your body. Are you producing beautiful crystals or are you producing ugly crystals? Because all it takes is the right words, the right thoughts, the right actions. Be kind to yourself. It's not worth it to sit here and be negative. So, like we started with our podcast today, we end it with RuPaul's saying once again, love yourself, because if you can't love yourself, then how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? So be kind to yourself. Today's a new day. If you haven't done it, start now. Why wait? Start now. And uplift yourself. Post positive affirmations on your wall. Put a reminder on your phone. Put a picture on your phone. Something that says, I am good. I am enough. I am amazing. And I'm a nice human being. Because I love me. So, and it's awesome that we end it with that saying, because part two now transitions to the other side. Next week, we take on part two, which is now it's time to be kind to others. So this week, you have a week to start working on being kind to yourself, to start loving yourself more. And then next week, we take everything from this week and we apply it to being a nice human and being kind to others. So that's it for this week. That's all I've got for you today. I hope that this has been an awesome reminder, an awesome just wake-up call that it's time to stop being mean to yourself. Stop beating yourself up. It's not worth it. The only thing you're going to do is bruise and batter yourself, and it ain't worth it. You don't want to do that. Instead, be kind to yourself. Like it says with Blockbuster, be kind, rewind, but be kind to yourself. So thank you so much for listening today. Please join us next week. Like I said, part two of being a nice human is about being kind to others. And we're going to dive into that as well. Like I said before, we are on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it. We're all on all the podcast services. So make sure to spread the word that we're trying to do some good out here at Real Life Talks with Brandon, that we're just trying to have real life talks about real life things. I'm no doctor, I'm no professional, I'm just this kid that just loves helping other people find the way to be the best that they can be. And it's through these real life talks. So until next time, be kind to yourself. You're awesome, you're incredible, there's nobody like you, and thank goodness you're here. Yeah, thank goodness you are here, and that you are taking up all the spaces, and that you are present in this moment. Until next time, this has been A Real Life Talk. I love you, and there is absolutely not a gosh darn thing you can do about it. I will see you next time, okay? See you, kids. Love you. Bye-bye. See ya.